Before we get rolling on the football stuff, but Tom was given the Salute to Service Award by the team. Could you just kind of talk about what he's meant for the club?
Tom, T-Bone is the nickname, as we all know and love. Just has an incredible passion for the military, just the relationships he's established over the years, and it's special. So, you know, we're proud of him and supporting him, and hopefully we can take it a step further.
What's the plan for Starks and Jared Cook this week?
James is going to practice. You know, we'll see how it goes. Same with Jared. So we're going to put him in probably if you're going to put it in a classification, a category, I'd say limited. But we're going to cut him loose today, and then tomorrow's the padded work, so that'll be the best indication on where they are.
This is one of those things, Mike, where, you know, game planning is a little tricky because you don't know for sure whether you're going to have them or, you know, is that one of those?
Yes. I mean, it's the same as it's been the last couple of weeks. So we just, you know, our preparation, you know, our personnel groupings are, as far as the number of them, is higher than ever. So that's just kind of normal operation. This is about our third or fourth week of this.
How much does the planning and just the process change if you know you have an experienced running back? Because, I mean, you have running backs, but they're in various states of experience level if you had James.
Well, it definitely, I mean, changes a number of things. It gives you an opportunity to dial in to more specifics as far as what personnel groups you're going to be in. I mean, you're not going to have 20 personnel groups in your install. You may be at 10 or 12. So, I mean, that's the first thing. It's important to utilize all your players. We've always gone about it that way, particularly trying to get the young guys involved early in the season and make sure they're growing. The only way you do that is creating those opportunities for them. So just having the experience running back, and the other part of it too is the ability to play first, second, and third down. That is very important in the job description of a running back in this league, as we all know. So. Because obviously first and second down is a lot different than third down as far as their job responsibility, the specifics of what they're asked to do. So, and that's, that's just part of the week of preparation.
Flip side, though, with Ty's experience growing every week, do you look at him in that three down category at this point in the backfield as a back?
Well, yes. I mean, if you look at Ty, he's been playing on the third downs, and he's done very well in the blitz pickups. So I think you got to get past his number. You know, he's not really number 88. I mean, he's a 225-pound, 222-pound man. He's physical, he's strong, and he's really worked hard at the pass protection techniques and the understanding, particularly the blitz pickups. We'll be stressed probably at our highest level this week. I mean, we're playing against a very talented defense, especially in the front seven, and you know they obviously have a lot of pressure packages.
In that light, what have you liked about Gronkowski in that third down role? I know it's kind of like John Kuhn did a lot of that for you guys.
Same thing. I think Rip's, obviously a lot like John Kuhn, and fortunately had the opportunity to work with John. So and I think that's very important when you have veteran leadership, as John gave us, that you can see the young guys, you know, follow suit. So he's very instinctive, very aware. And has a very good understanding. I mean, obviously a fullback by label his position, but he's done a very good job with his one back opportunities, especially in the blitz pickup and the protection.
You mentioned the blitzes. What's it like to go against a Dick LeBeau defense?
It's always a challenge. Dick LeBeau, he's done it forever. He's done it at such a high level. So I think they've done a very good job of fitting the personnel to their defensive scheme. I think, once again, I think their front is exceptional. It's talented. You can see the history of the defense, you know, obviously with Dick and Dom's, experience and their past together. There's carryover conceptually, but there's obviously differences because of your personnel. So this will be a big challenge for us offensively.
How about Clay? I know after the setback, has he got a chance this week?
Yeah, I really don't have a beat on Clay yet. He's one player that we haven't had a visit on. He had a very positive personal experience yesterday, so I have not spoken to him.
Like, I know that in college, Prescott ran a lot when he played the Cowboys, but he only ran once this year. So Mariota's kind of the first guy that you'll face that's a true mobile quarterback in that sense. What's that preparation like relative to the type of preparation you've had so far this year?
Well, it's just really the details of your defense. You know, you start with the front and the lane discipline as far as the pass rush and an ability to get off blocks. Also the scheme recognition of, you know, when they're going to use him running the football in space. And so, I mean, you have to treat him, you know, as a runner. And, you know, as far as your gap, you know, how you gap out your run defense, it's, you know, whether you want to look at it as playing with an extra gap or, you know, an extra stressor in the gap responsibility of your defenders. So that's all part of the game plan challenge.
Mike, I know you don't like to have a team with high highs and low lows and stuff like that, but is this a game where you have to play with extreme urgency?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. The one characteristic of our football team, I don't think we play high and low. We had some spots in our last game that we weren't playing at the level that you like. And so if I would draw a comparison of this year's football team to the past 10 that I've coached here, this clearly is the best team that I've coached as far as pursuit and finish, you know, the energy of how they spill it each week on the field. So, I mean, that's not a concern of mine. I think, like all of us, you make a statement when you talk about energy, and that gets carried over as a blanket statement over the whole course of the game. That's not accurate, and that's not what I don't think any of us, I know myself included, was trying to communicate in the correction, you know, period after last game. So we'll play with great energy Sunday. That's not a concern of mine. It's a road game, so you know we have that challenge, and our guys will bring it. We just got to get detailed, and that's really what our focus is on. We're really just paying attention to what matters, and it's about improvement. So, you know, we had a really good week of practice last week, and frankly, it was the first week of practice where all three the work on the field was where it needs to be, because you know we have a lot of moving parts. That's, you know, no excuse, but you know the practices the couple weeks before that were a little up and down and repeat plays and, you know, having guys do things over. But last week I thought we really hit the target. So, you know, that's the first part of it, is your preparation. The second part is your performance. And we need to learn from last week. And, you know, the Indianapolis Colts played a heck of a game. So that's a credit to them. But we're going to focus on ourselves. And we're playing an uncommon opponent, Tennessee Titans. Been very impressed with them on video. Very talented, well coordinated. You know, Mike Mularkey is, you know, someone that I've always had an appreciation for, just not only as a coach, but his approach to the game and his schematic adjustments, formations, shifts, and so forth, and the way they run the football. And, you know, so their run game versus our run defense, it's going to be a hell of an afternoon. So I think it's a great matchup. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. And we haven't played these guys, so there's a lot of newness. Our guys will hit the video harder than ever this week, just, you know, different than last week, and very confident that we'll go down there and win.
Two more, please.
I want to ask you about the run game. Go ahead.
What do you think of what you've seen out of Marcus Mariota so far?
Talented football player. I like the way he moves. I like the way he plays the game. I'm a preference for quarterbacks that can play in the pocket and out of the pocket. So he has that dynamic to do that. So especially with the run game. So I mean the way they run the football and the things they do off of the run game, it'll be a big challenge.
What stands out about the run game? Obviously the numbers are super good. What's
well, they're committed to it. They're always stressing your C gap. You know, that's something that, you know, when I sit down and look at the opposing defense, you're always looking for a bad C gap and as far as how they fit their scheme, fit their support in their contain elements. So they do an excellent job of that. So, you know, whether it's, you know, finding out how, you know, what tight end did you set your front to, you know, shifting him over to motion him back and so forth and so forth. So it's, you know, our gap integrity will be challenged and it's obviously a focus in our preparation.
Mike, do you think there's a chance you could have, other than Sam, your entire secondary finally or probably?
Too early to tell.